Welcome to the KICC Malawi podcast. Our prayer is that this message will speak to your heart.
We continue with our message. Jesus the Christ is the Alpha and Omega. Amen.
Amen.
That's where we continue with that. As I said last week, I've been thinking so much more deeply about the faith we hold, the Jesus we believe in. And I was saying that for some time now, it looks like Christianity has just been more about needs and less on the depth of understanding who Jesus really is. The way you are introduced to a subject matters a great deal on how you're going to progress on what you've been taught. If the foundation is not right for mathematics for you, you're going to struggle with maths and any other subjects that you're introduced to. And I've been thinking more and more that for all of us in Africa, when Christianity was brought to us, at least by the time we were born, I think we equated it so much to hospitals and schools and boreholes and clothes and all the other things. But as I look at the world more and more, I don't think you can go to America to evangelize as a missionary and say, I've come to drill a borehole for you. I don't think you can go there and say, I've come to give you clothes. I don't think you can go there and say, I've come to build you a hospital or to build you a school. Those things are very, very good, but there is something more and deeper to Christianity than clothes and schools and hospitals and food and everything else. There is something deeper to that. Because for someone else who has got all the education that you are even looking for, what is it that you have that is going to make them to say, okay, I want to listen to what you're saying and I want to believe in what you're saying? There has to be something deeper than all these other things. The clothes are good. The hospitals are good. Everything else is good. The food is good. But at the end of the day, we need to have a depth of who really Jesus is. Amen.
Amen.
Revelation chapter 22, verse 1. Revelation chapter 22, verse 1. Amplified version of the Bible. Then the angel showed me a river, or the water of life, clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb, Christ. In the middle of its street, on either side of the river was the tree of life, bearing 12 kinds of fruit, yielding its fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. There will no longer exist anything that is cursed, because sin and illness and death are gone, and the throne of God and of the Lamb will be in it. And his bondservants will serve and worship him with a great awe and joy and loving devotion. They will be privileged to see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads. And there will no longer be night. They have no need for lamplight or sunlight, because the Lord God will illumine them, and they will reign as kings forever and ever. Then he said to me, these words are faithful and true. And the Lord, the God of the spirits of the prophets, has sent his angel as a representative to show his bondservants the things that must soon take place. And behold, I am coming quickly. Blessed, happy, prosperous, to be admired, is the one who heeds and takes to heart and remembers the words of the prophecy. That is the predictions, consolations, and warnings contained in this book, in this scroll. I, John, am the one who heard and saw these things. And when I heard and saw them, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel who showed me these things. But he said to me, "Do not do that. I am a fellow servant with you and your brothers, the prophets, and with those who heed and remember the truth contained in the words of this book. Worship God." And he said to me, "Do not seal up the words of the prophecy of this book, for the time of their fulfillment is near. Let the one who does wrong still do wrong, and the one who is filthy, vile, impure still be filthy, and the one who is righteous, just and upright still be righteous, and the one who is holy still be holy. Behold, I, Jesus, am coming quickly, and my reward is with me to give to each one according to the merit of his deeds, his earthly works, and his faithfulness. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end, the eternal one. Blessed, happy, prosperous, to be admired, are those who wash their robes in the blood of Christ, by believing and trusting in him, the righteous who do his commandments, so that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter by the gates into the city. Outside are the dogs, the godless, the impure, those of low moral character, and the sorcerers with their intoxicating drugs and magic arts, the immoral persons, the perverted, the molesters, and the adulterers, and the murderers, and the idolaters, and everyone who loves and practices lying, deception, and cheating. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you and to give you assurance of these things for the churches. I am the root, the source, the life, and the offspring of David, the radiant and bright morning star. The Holy Spirit and the bride, the church, and believers, say, "Come." And let the one who hears say, "Come." And let the one who is thirsty come. Let the one who wishes take and drink the water of life without cost. I testify and warn everyone who hears the words of the prophets of this book, its predictions, consolations, and admonitions. If anyone adds anything to them, God will add to him the plagues, afflictions, and calamities which are written in this book. And if anyone takes away from or distorts the words of the book of this prophecy, God will take away from that one his share from the tree of life and from the holy city, the new Jerusalem, which are written in this book. He who despises and affirms these things says, "Yes, I am coming quickly." Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. The grace of the Lord Jesus, the Christ, the Messiah, be with you all, the saints, all believers, those set apart for God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's amazing that in that scripture, the word "behold, I am coming quickly" appears three times. And I want us to understand that Jesus is coming back.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
I want us to understand that Jesus is coming back. One day, he will return. He's going to come back to this planet. And he says, when he returns, he's coming with a reward. And that reward is going to be based on the deeds that we have done on planet Earth. I want to do a quick recap, and then I go into the message for today as a continuation. Jesus says, "I am the Alpha and I am the Omega. I am the first and I am the last. I am the beginning I am the end, I am the eternal one. Last week I said, Alpha and Omega are the first and the last letters in the Greek alphabet, exactly the way A and Z are in the English language, exactly as A and U are in the Chewa language. There's nothing spiritual about that. But there's something that is a deep meaning to that, why Christ is referring himself and saying, I am the Alpha and the Omega, I am the first and the last, I am the beginning and the end. There is something deeper to that, because he says it in order for us to be intrigued and begin to have an understanding. Why is he referring to himself as the first and the last? Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I showed you last week that the book of Revelation alone refers to Jesus by several names. So he's not only referred to as the Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. In Revelation chapter 1 verse 5, he says, I am the faithful and trustworthy witness. In Revelation 1 5, he says, I'm the first from the dead. In Revelation 1 5, he says, I am the ruler of the kings of the earth. In Revelation 1 8, says, I am the Alpha and the Omega. In Revelation 1 8, says, I am the beginning and the end, says the Lord, who is existing forever and who was continually existing in the past, and who is to come, the Almighty, the Omnipotent, the ruler of all. In Revelation 5:5, it says, I am the Lion of the tribe of Judah. In Revelation 5:5, it says, I am the root of David. In Revelation 17:14, says, I am the Lamb. In Revelation 17:14, says, I am the Lord of Lords. Revelation 17:14, says, I am the King of Kings. And Revelation 19:11 says, I am the faithful and true, trustworthy, loyal, incorruptible. I am the one who is steady.
Amen.
And Revelation 19:13 says, I am the Word of God. Mm-hmm. Revelation 19:16 says, I am the King of Kings.
Yes.
In Revelation 19:16 says, I am the Lord of Lords. In Revelation 22:16 says, I am the root, I am the source, I am the life, I am the offspring of David. In Revelation 22:16 says, I am the radiant and bright morning star. Mm. Who is this man who refers to himself by all these names?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Who is this man that he can refer himself to all these names? Why doesn't he just have one name? Was it one name enough for him? Hallelujah.
Amen.
As you read all these things, I want you to understand one thing. Mm. That Jesus, the Christ, is the eternal God.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He is the eternal God.
Amen.
In Revelation, in Isaiah 44:6, he says, that says the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts. I am the first and I am the last. Mm. And then he says, besides me, there is no God.
Amen.
Oh, yes.
He's saying, apart from me, there is no God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody else can claim that he is God, but if he claims that he is God, I want you to listen to what I'm saying, that says Jesus, besides me, there is no God.
Amen. Amen.
And you wish that men and women would understand that besides Jesus, there is no God.
Amen. Amen.
And hopefully the others who started, the other religions would not have started them. Because I want you to understand, Christianity is not a religion.
Mm. Amen.
Christianity is not a religion.
Mm.
So if people ask you and say, what is your religion? Possibly you don't have one.
Amen.
Because Christianity is the way of life.
Amen.
There is a man who we are following. Who we desire to be like.
Amen.
That everything that he is what we want to be.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Revelation. Psalm 92 says, before the mountains were born, or ever you have given birth to the earth and the world, even from an everlasting to everlasting, you are the eternal God. So I said last week that the story of Jesus did not begin in the mansion, because there are others who have only known him to be this baby boy who was born in the mansion. It did not begin there. It didn't begin at the Jordan River when he was baptized by John. It didn't begin even on the cross. The cross was a fulfillment of something that God had already declared.
Amen.
He didn't begin there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In John chapter 1, verse 1 before, and I want you to listen to these words and let the word of God just speak for itself. It says, in the beginning, before all time, was the Word, was the Christ. And the Word, the Christ, was with God. And the Word, the Christ, was God Himself.
Amen.
He was continually existing in the beginning, co-eternally with God. All things were made and came into existence through Him. And without Him, not even one thing was made that has come into being. And in Him was life, and the power to bestow life, and the life was the light of men. You want to walk in the light on planet Earth? Walk with Jesus.
Amen.
You don't want to walk in darkness. You want to have your life have meaning? Walk with Jesus.
Amen.
The Bible says He is the light of men. Anything else that is not Jesus is going to make you walk in darkness. That includes the philosophy and the opinions of men.
Amen. Amen.
Including what your father tells you and what your mother tells you. If what they tell you is not in line with the word of God, it's going to make you walk in darkness.
Amen.
Amen.
In Revelation 19:13, Jesus says, I am the word of God.
Amen.
I am the word of God. So in Colossians 1:16, I'm quickly running through this. Says, for in Him, meaning Jesus, all things were created. Things in heaven, things on earth, things that are visible, things that are invisible, whether they are thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through Him and for Him.
Amen.
Including you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In Romans 11:36, says, for from Him all things originate.
Amen.
And through Him all things live and exist. And to Him all things are all things directed. To Him be the glory and honor forever. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
So it says, for from Him all things originate. You know, people will ask Him, say, well, does that iPhone originate from? So they'll tell you it's from South Korea or from the UK or from the US. Jesus says all things originate from Him. Mm-hmm. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
And He says to Him, mm-hmm, all things, mm-hmm, are directed.
Amen. Amen.
Yet, even though He is all these things that we are trying to read right now, the Bible says one day, the Word decided to put on flesh, mm-hmm, and dwell among men. Mm-hmm. He took Himself, He took upon Himself the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men.
Amen.
Now, it sounds simple. I tried it at the Chiwa service last week. And I was saying, just going to use one of you this morning. Then we'll go back into the Word. So what I'm going to do now is not in the Word. If custom came to you and said, Dad, I am Jesus. I am the Son of God. If you believe in Me, you have life. You walk in the light. You do not die in your sins. You
sir.
No, sir. Linda, will you believe it?
No.
You will. Why?
Because it's not Jesus, it's disgusting.
Because it's not Jesus, it's disgusting. Because you gave him the name. Do you understand why the angel had to come and tell Joseph? That's why the angel had to come and even appear to Mary. Because interestingly, when Jesus was growing, he was growing up exactly the way our children are. Mm-hmm. Jack, can you bring me the child? Can I have the child? I just want to show you something. Because that one I know is going to cry, so I don't want to start. But I hope that one is not going to cry. I hope this one will not cry. I want to show something else. Can I carry? It's just, can I have that? I just want to show something that happened. Why people struggle with Christianity to this day. She's awake. Can I have? I want to show you something. That is very confusing people these days. You don't know. There was a day when Jesus was born on planet Earth that he looked like him. The way I am carrying him is the way Joseph was carrying him. If Joseph was not told by the angel, he would have thought he's just carrying a baby. Yeah. All the things I have described to you, that all things were made by him, for him, and through him, including the one who was carrying him. Including the one who was carrying him, would not have understood what he's carrying. Now, Gabriel and everyone else, Uncle Martin, and as many, and everyone else. This is a baby. He behaves like a baby. There was a day when Jesus behaved like a baby. Very likely, Mary was saying to him, "You are Jesus, who did I put you on?" And possibly, because the Bible says he came as a man. As a man. So this baby begins to grow. And we are told the family he's born in. Joseph is a carpenter. So this baby now is woken up one morning. Wake up, take a problem at our home. And he wakes up a bit over to a matter. He knows that even as a baby, even as a 5-year-old and 13-year-old, he knows I am God. Yes. I am the one who created even the soil his people are walking on. I am the one who created the trees that I'm being told to be the table. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In one day, he's 12 years old. There's a celebration. They go to Jerusalem. They are returning back home. And they can't find him after some days. They return and they find him inside of the temple. And the mother, the way Linda is saying, I wouldn't believe if Kirsten told me so. Says, what is with that George? The way man I am now, as far as and he responds and says, Mami, I'm not going to forge a job. In the same way, I'm not going to forge a job. And he's saying that Joseph will move her. If you read the Bible says, Mary and Mas also, and I'm going to show them. So I want you to understand that if Ezekiel was Jesus in that time, and I'm going to show you something, because there was never a point in the Bible that Jesus stood before the people and say, I've come to announce I am the Christ. He always asked them, who do people say I, the Son of Man, am? It's something else you cannot get.
Amen.
Just anyhow.
Amen.
Something must happen to you to be able to know, say, yes, I am carrying. Yes, I'm telling Peter that I'm never asking. Yes, I'm telling him, go and do that thing. But the one I am carrying, the one I am saying, go and do that. The one I'm saying, go X, Y, and Z. This is not an ordinary baby. This is the creator of the heavens and the earth.
Amen.
One day, the Jesus we are talking about was exactly like this young man.
Amen.
And the Bible says, He began to grow. And one thing was unique about him. They never found sin in his life.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Amen. So I'm going to use that example. I want you to keep that picture. Because it's not easy. It's not easy. One day God decided, in his divine nature, that he had to put on flesh like a human.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And this is the message that everyone must understand. If they are going to live and walk free from the bondage of sin, it is a message that Jesus is the Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the Bible says, for by grace are you saved through faith. And that not of yourselves is the gift of God, lest anyone else you boast. Now, what I would like to say is this, and then I'm going to the part for today. The message of Jesus being the Christ, if you believe it, completely changes everything about the person who believes in it.
Amen.
It completely changes everything.
Amen. Amen.
One day, he's speaking to the Pharisees. And I want you to hear what is going on in this, because I'm not going to try to go into all that again. So one day, Jesus is addressing the crowd in John chapter 8. And I'm just going to read. I just want you to listen to the word. In verse 12 to 13. He says, and I want you to hear what he's saying. He says, once more, Jesus addressed the crowd, amplified version. He said, I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in the darkness, but will have the light of life. Then the Pharisees told him, you are testifying on your own behalf. Your testimony is not valid. You needed somebody to say you are the light of the world. You needed somebody to say you are the light of life. Anyone else can wake up any day and say, I am the light of the world. I am the light of life. Because the words are coming out of your mouth. Your testimony is not valid. Jesus replied, even if I do testify on my own behalf, my testimony is valid. Because I know where I came from. And I know by what you see. I do not judge anyone. But even if I do judge, my judgment is true and my decision is right. For I am not alone in making it, but I and the Father who sent me make the same judgment. Even in your own law, it is written that the testimony of two persons is valid and admissible. I am the one of the two. I am one of the two who testifies about myself, and my Father who sent me testifies about me. Then the Pharisees said to him, "Where is this father of yours?" Jesus answered, "You know neither me nor my Father. If you knew me, you would know my Father also." Jesus said these things in the treasury, as he told in the temple courtyard, and no one sees him, because his time had not yet come. He said again to them, "I am going away, and you look for me, and you will die, and forgiven and condemned in your sin. Where I am going, you cannot come." So the Jews were asking among themselves, "Will he kill himself?" Is that why he says, "Where I am going, you cannot come"? He said to them, "You are from below, I am from above. You are of this world, I am not of this world. That is why I told you that you will die and forgiven and condemned in your sins if you do not believe that I am the one, the Christ, that I claim to be. You will die in your sins if you don't believe that." So they said to him, "Who are you anyway?" Jesus replied, What have I been saying to you from the beginning? I have many things to say and judge concerning you. But he who sent me is true, and I say to the world all of the things that I have heard from him." They did not realize or have the spiritual insight to understand that he was speaking to them about the Father. So Jesus said, "When you lift up the Son of Man on the cross, you will know then without any doubt that I am he, and that I do nothing on my own authority, but I say these things just as my Father taught me. And he who sent me is always with me. He has not left me alone, because I always do what pleases him. And he said these things, as he said these things, many believe in him." And I want to say, this word I have read right now remains true in 2024.
Amen. Amen.
If you do not have spiritual insight, you cannot understand this.
Amen. Amen.
We see Ankiya growing up in this place, and one day he shows up in this place and he says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me." Will you believe him? So even if you were living in the days of Jesus, it was going to be hard for you to believe that he was here.
Amen.
Because you'd see him play. You'd see that little boy I carry just right now. Do you know what? The mother has breastfed him. Do you know what happened to Jesus? He breastfed. Breastfed. So the one breastfeeding him has to be believing and say, "Yes, I am breastfeeding this baby, but there is something about this baby. He is not just a human being. He is God who has decided to put on the flesh." Hallelujah.
Amen.
And one day they go to the wedding in Cana of Galilee. Her Mary says, "Why you matter?" So he says, and you know, do you know the way he addresses him? He says, "Woman." "Woman. Woman. What has that got to do with me?" And Mary doesn't answer. She says, "Whatever he says, this one, I'm going out of this place." Because somehow, Linda, who think Kirsten is just Kirsten, Gary, who think Erikia is just Erikia, and Erikia has to remind her and say, "Look here, the fact that I came through you doesn't mean you can be controlling me anyhow." You cannot just be saying anything anyhow to me. I want you to remember your name is woman. You were found faithful before God. I had to come through you. But you remain there. You are woman. So Mary remembers, I am indeed what?
Woman.
Whatever he says, just do it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And Jesus then speaks one more time and says, but why do you guys call me Lord, Lord, and do not do the things which I tell you? Do not do the things, do not practice which I tell you. And last week I said, I want you to take note. He didn't ask them, why do you not want to do the things which I say? He says, why don't you do the things which I tell you? Because wanting to do and doing are two different things.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Many people want to live for God. Now I'm starting today's message. Many people want to live for God. Even you coming to church today. The reason why you have come to church today is because you want to live for God.
Amen.
But I will tell you one thing. Life is not easy.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Life is not what? Easy. Because when the storms of life come, many people find it too difficult to live for God. If Christianity didn't have all these other issues that happen around us, Christianity was going to be easy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But when you check what the word of God says, it's in complete contrast and opposite of what the word says. Amen.
Amen.
So I would like to tell you that having good intentions to walk with God, making some efforts to walk with God, it's not enough. Because when the good intentions and the efforts are put to the test, they always fail. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The reason why some people fall when the storms of life have come against them is not because they did not try hard enough to keep and obey the words of Christ. But it's for one simple reason. Their spiritual house did not have a foundation.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you know, in this place where we are right now, if we want to raise, I'm not saying we're going to do that, I'm just giving you an idea. If we want to raise a 20-story building in this place, do you know the foundation has to be totally different from this building?
Mm-hmm.
It has to be totally different. Totally, totally different. The reason why someone stands and keeps the word of God and obeys the word of God in spite of all that happens is because they have the foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to ask you, what is your foundation? Don't tell me Jesus. Because you need to have a foundation. In Luke chapter 6, 46, 49, it says, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not practice what I tell you? Everyone who comes to me and listens to my words and obeys them, I will show you whom he is like. He is like a far-sighted, practical, and sensible man. Hallelujah. Building a house, who dug deep and laid a foundation on the rock. And when a flood occurred, the torrent burst against the house and yet could not shake it because it had been securely built and founded on the rock. But the one was merely heard and has not practiced what I say is like a foolish man who built a house on the ground without any foundation. And the torrent burst against it, and it immediately collapsed, and the ruin of that house was great. There's one simple difference between the two. One of the things I'd like to say is it's very simple to you. Anything you will face in life, you're not the first person to face it.
Amen.
And there are others who have faced even worse things than you.
Amen.
And you're not the first person to go through that. James 1:22 says, but prove yourself. Prove yourself. Doers of the word. Prove yourself. Doers of the word. Actively and continually obeying God's precepts. And not merely listeners who hear the word but fail to internalize its meaning. Deluding yourselves by unsound reasoning contrary to the truth. The Bible says internalize the word. Internalize the word and says, then you should actively and continually obey it.
Amen.
Not once, actively and continually obey what the word says.
Amen.
And I would like to say that this gospel foundation, the gospel foundation which the church is built upon, and the gospel foundation which every individual in the church must be built upon, is revealed in the words that Peter said to Jesus. So there's something that Peter said to Jesus. Matthew 16, 13 to 20. When Jesus came into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? So they said, some say John the Baptist, some say Elijah, and others Jeremiah or one of the prophets. He said to them, but who do you say that I am? Simon Peter answered and said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. I'll finish with that part. Jesus answered and said to him, blessed are you, Simon bar Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I also say to you that you are Peter. And on this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I'll give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Then he commanded his disciples that they should tell no one that he was Jesus the Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus tells Peter, and he says, Peter, of this revelation, that you have said that I am the Christ, the Son of the living God, on this one, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. On this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. And why am I saying that he is that rock? Why am I saying he is that foundation? Because Paul says it. In 1 Corinthians 3, verse 11, Paul says, for no one can lay a foundation other than the one which is already laid, which is Jesus Christ. If there is a foundation that life has to be built on, business has to be built on, a nation has to be built on, and everything in your life has to be built on, there is only one foundation that was laid once and for all, and that foundation is Jesus the Christ.
Amen.
You try to build on any other foundation that is not Christ Jesus, I want to tell you, the fall is going to be huge.
Amen. Amen.
One day, Lazarus dies. And Jesus comes after some days when Lazarus has already been buried. In John chapter 11, verse 25, Martha tells Jesus, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. And then Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection. I am the life. Whoever believes in me, whoever adheres to what I say, whoever trusts in me, whoever relies on me as the Savior will live even if he dies. And everyone who lives and believes in me as Savior will never die. Do you believe this? So I want you to see the response of Martha. Verse 27. She said to him, "Yes, Lord, I have believed and continue to believe that you are the Christ, you are the Messiah, you are the anointed, the Son of God, he who was destined and promised to come into the world. And it is for you that the world has waited." That's a deep revelation. Because Martha knew on this day that the one he was standing before was not just any other man. Others didn't have it. But she says, "You know what, Lord? I've always believed, and I continue to believe, that you are the Christ.
Amen.
You are the Messiah. You are the anointed. You are the Son of God. You are the one who was destined and promised that you were going to come into the world, and it is you that the world has waited."
Amen.
But even though Martha knew that he is the one that the world has waited, there were others who were still waiting. And there are others who are still waiting to this day. That's why I'm saying it takes something deeper for you to understand who Jesus is.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Because for somebody who says these words, the way she is going to live her life is going to be different from Mary.
Amen. Amen.
They can be walking together and they can be doing things together, but the way Martha is going to do her things is going to be totally different from Mary. Amen?
Amen.
So I want to say, this Jesus, this the Christ, is the foundation that if you build your life on, if you build your marriage on, if you build your career on, if you build your business on, you are going to stand and overcome every storm of life, every flood that comes against your life, and every test that is going to arise. Because I want to tell you the truth. You are walking with God. The floods will arise, the storms will arise, the fire will arise, and the tests will come. You need to be far-sighted, you need to be practical, and you need to be sensible.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This revelation is the revelation that Jesus said shall make you free.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
So, two questions we wanted to answer today. Who is the Christ? Who is the Christ? There is only one correct answer to that question. When you talk about the Christ is Jesus of Nazareth. Okay? That one is the Christ. Why am I saying so? One day you may have the shock of your life that out there you just discover that there is also another person who is called Magdafield. You may be shocked in life. You're looking at things and you see Linda Uka, Linda Uka, Linda Uka, Linda Uka. And for you to know, it's even exactly the way we give names to our children. I know we put Junior. But there will be a day when that person will no longer put Junior. He's just going to be Magdafield. And the other one is also Magdav Piri. And people have to differentiate which Magdav Piri is which one. Which one. Those of you who follow football, if I'm not wrong, I think there was a football player, his name was Gabriel Jesus.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
There's a football player named Gabriel Jesus.
Yes.
Okay. The one I'm talking about is not the one who plays football. The one I'm talking about, that he is the Christ, is not the one who plays football. The name Jesus is actually a name that, for lack of a better word, let me say, is a common name. I think it was Pastor Sunga was telling me that one day he discovered there was another Sunga Manjoba.
Did you know that?
The only thing, there was something that had happened. And the only thing that saved him was because, apart from him being Sungana and Manjolo, there was a Lewis in him. So he says, no, I am not Sungana and Manjolo. I am Sunganani Lewis. So they had to dig into it and discover that the Sunganani they were looking for, even though he was Sunganani Manjolo, it wasn't this Manjolo. Because this Sunganani Manjolo is from Chwa. The other Sunganani Manjolo could be from Leo. So that's why I'm saying, when we are talking about who is the Christ, we are talking about Jesus of what? Nazareth.
Amen.
That's the one we are talking about.
Amen.
He is the only Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And Paul and John write, and John writes it very boldly. In John 1 John 5 verse 1, he says, everyone who believes with a deep abiding trust in the fact that Jesus is the Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed, is born of God. That is, reborn from above, spiritually transformed, spiritually renewed, and set apart for His purpose. And everyone who loves the Father also loves the child born of Him.
Amen. Yes.
So it's not just about believing. It's not just about believing that Jesus is the Son of God. No, 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 no. The Bible says you need to be reborn from above. You need to be spiritually transformed. You need to be spiritually renewed. You need to know you are set apart for the purposes of God.
Amen. Amen.
That's why I can say you are not your own.
Amen.
You were bought with a price.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
That's why you cannot live this life anyhow. That's why you need to be built on the rock.
Amen.
That in everything you're doing, you say, whatever I'm doing, I'm doing for Him who sent me.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That statement is powerful. That statement is an absolute truth. And that statement can stand alone, and it needs nothing to add to it to qualify it.
Amen. Amen.
Here's the sad part. Here's the sad part. That has taken me to all these things. Here's the sad part. The sad part is that there are millions of people who are in the church and all these other churches who have been lured to sleep with the teaching that if you just believe that Jesus is the Son of God, you'll go to heaven when you die. If you just believe. There are many people out there who believe that Jesus is the Son of God. There are many, many who believe what I'm saying right now. And it's sad that they begin to believe that regardless of the sin that you commit, and the sin that continues to reign in your heart, the sin that continues to reign in your life, you still go to heaven. It's not true.
Amen.
Jesus said, there are many who will say on that day, Lord, we believed in you. And He's going to tell them, I do not know you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There are people who believe. That's why people are careless. Do you know there are people who believe? They go to church. Even today they are going to church. They believe that the day they will die, dying they know they will die. But they believe that if they die, their soul will take off and is going to wait somewhere. When it waits there, then there will be people here who are going to say, oh, now we are praying for his departed soul. We don't pray for a departed soul. We are praying for his departed soul. Now, Lord, receive your child. And they believe that the prayers that are going to be offered this time
after they have already died, then now they'll say, I have arrived. From where? From death. What made you arrive here? The prayers which they just prayed right now. The Bible says something that I want you to remember. The Bible says it is appointed, it is destined for all men, rich and poor, kings and slaves, educated or not educated, married or not married, to die once. And after they die, the Bible says the judgment.
Hey, amen.
There is no place to go and wait. I love the way Pastor Woga said, check out. When you check out, there's no other place. You say, I'm checking in here, waiting to check out again. When you check out, you check out. When you leave here, the next thing that will happen with you, you will stand before God. That's what will happen. I want you to understand this. Don't just live life anyhow. The moment you leave here, the moment I close my eyes like that, the moment I close, immediately I'll open them somewhere. It's more or less like I'm here, right now. Here I am. This is what's going to happen someday. I want you to see it. This is what's going to happen someday. Some people, their people are so scared about the world. This is what's going to happen someday. You see me here right now. Okay? I want to see if you're going to see me. Okay? You see me right now?
Yes.
You see me right now?
Yes.
Okay. Bye! Can you see me again?
No.
Yeah, but I'm here now.
Amen.
That's what's going to happen.
Amen.
That's what's going to happen. I'll be out here. You don't see me, but I'll be there.
Amen.
The moment I leave you and I'm there, I'm going to meet somebody. Mm. And I'm saying to them, welcome. So how did you live your life? But I was preaching in KICC. Which KICC? We are not talking about preaching in KICC. We are talking about how did you live your life?
Amen.
And the only challenge you have is because when I'm saying, I'm out, it's just that I can't do it. It's just that I can't do it. But if I was going to tell you, I'm gone. Do you know why? Do you know what the problem is? It's because this thing, God, it should happen now. But this thing, this was going to happen. What I just did right now, I was just going to say, okay guys, bye. And then this one goes, poof. And then you hear me shouting on the other side. I said, guys, I'm here. All of you were going to run out of this place. All of you were going to run out of this place. And do you know what we cry about? We cry about now this one.
Yes.
And then we say, Madafa Maria, Udio. Udio, Madafa Udio. Because the body we can still see.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You must believe that one day you are going to take off this one and immediately you're going to put on another body. Hallelujah. There is no place to go and wait. And this is what now the Bible says. 1 Timothy chapter 1, chapter 4, verse 1 to 2. It says, but the Holy Spirit explicitly and unmistakably declares that in the latter times, some will turn away from the faith, paying attention instead to deceitful and seductive spirits and doctrines of demons, misled by the hypocrisy of liars whose consciences are seared as with a branding iron, leaving them incapable of ethical functioning. It's called apostasy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's called what? Apostasy. The moment you begin to say, I believed all this time, but is this Christianity true? It's called apostasy. And most of the time, it's based on what you have heard, what you are hearing, what you are opening yourself to. Next week, I'm going to show you in the book of Colossians, what the book of Colossians says. It says, in the latter times, and the latter times, these are the times. I want to tell you something else very, very simple. This is simple. You wake up, when we went to primary school, we read about Timve and Sala. Zikomo, have you read about Timve and Sala today? Do you know who Timve and Sala is?
No.
Have you heard that? Now, this is what's happening. Erikia, I'll ask him. Erikia, when we were young, we read Timve and Sala. We read about Songiso. You understand Songiso? What was the name of the photographer? There was a guy who was the photographer too. Okay? We read about those ones. Our children, they are going to school. And when they are, the books that are being printed now are saying, you are a man and you can also marry a man. You are a woman and you can also marry a woman. Now, last week I told you, you can be saying you are a man. You cannot marry a man based on what the Bible says and the child says, but teacher said. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because all these things, it says, the latter times will come. And now, when those times come, do you know what's going to happen? There will be people who have grown up in that, who have been deluded by that, who begin to say, all these people who say that you cannot marry a man and you're going to go to hell if you do that, they are just too judgmental. No, we are not being judgmental. Mm. We know what we are talking about.
Amen.
We know what the word of God says.
Amen.
And whatever you want us to buy into, to believe what you are saying, it is called apostasy.
Amen.
Because 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 3 to 5 says these words. This group of people, Paul says these words, and he tells Timothy, for the time will come when men will not tolerate sound doctrine and accurate instruction that challenges them with God's truth, but wanting to have their ears tickled with something pleasing, they will accumulate for themselves many teachers, one after another, chosen to satisfy their own desires and to support the errors they hold, and to turn their ears away from the truth and wander off into myths and man-made fictions and to accept the unacceptable. But as for you, be clear-headed in every situation. Stay calm, stay cool, stay steady. Endure hardship without flinching. Do the work of an evangelist. Fulfill the duties of your ministry. And you know what he immediately said after that? For I am already being poured as a drink offering. Then after that he says, I have fought a good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now awaits for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give not only to me, but also all those who love his appeal. But he says, before that, I want you to know, what I'm preaching right now, a lot of people cannot accept it. Because you want me to tell you that, oh, you know, it doesn't matter how you live. You're going to be rich. You're going to be rich. Things are going to be okay. I'm not denying. But I've told you, the only things you carry across are the spiritual.
Amen.
Those are the only things.
You can live the way you want to live. Do whatever you want to do. Go ahead and do it. Go and read again Revelation chapter 22. Do you know what the Revelation chapter 22 says? Those who are filthy, let them continue being filthy. Those who are this, let them continue to do that. But those who are holy, let them continue being holy. Those who are righteous, let them continue being righteous. But we also know the truth in terms of what the word of God says. It says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God,
yes,
and his righteousness. Amen. And all these things will be added unto you.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We don't lose because we have decided to walk with God. I want to tell you this. You can be rich and righteous.
Amen. Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Says, if the message says, you are going to find that there will be times when people who have no stomach for solid teaching, but will fill up on spiritual junk food, catch their opinions, that people they are fancy, they turn their backs on truth, and chase mirage. But you keep your eye on what you are doing. Accept the hard times along with the good. Keep the message alive. Do a thorough job as God's servant. So I want to say, Jesus of Nazareth is the Christ. When you said, who is the Christ? Jesus of Nazareth is the Christ. But the question is, then what is the Christ? What is the Christ? I told you last week, who is the president of Malawi? And he told me Dr. Lazarus Chakwera. But the question is, what is the president? Because the president, as established by the Constitution, now I'm going somewhere. The president, as established by the Constitution, he is the chief executive of this land and the commander-in-chief of the armed forces. As established by God, the Christ is also something else. And if you understand that, it's going to keep you in the middle of storms, and that's why I'm going to finish for today, in the time that I have. What is the Christ? There's something that Paul wrote, and it's a verse that you need to study the word to find it. It's in Ephesians chapter 1 and in verse 12. He's saying so many other things, and then he puts in this thing, and he says, this is what Paul says. We, who were the first to hope in Christ, who first put our confidence in him as our Lord and Savior, then he continues. Okay? Now, and there is an understanding that people had, the ones who first trusted in Christ. There was an understanding. And when you begin to read, he begins to say that the answer to this one, that we who were the first to hope in him, who were the first to put our confidence in him as Lord and Savior, he says, to understand what he really is, you are going to find it in the writings of Moses and the writings of the prophets. Hallelujah. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Amen.
So what we're going to do is we're going to dig. What did the prophet say? What did Moses say about what is the Christ? Amen.
Amen.
But I'll just give you some examples. And when you read John chapter 1, 41, what I'm going to tell you right now happened only after 2 days. It was 2 days after the Holy Spirit came upon Jesus. You remember in the Bible, when he was baptized, the Bible says, and the Spirit descended like a dove. When it landed on him, heaven spoke. You remember that story in the Bible? Because now we are going into the Bible to begin to discover what is the Christ. Now, when the Holy Spirit spoke on that day, Jesus left. Alright? Then 2 days later, he met a young man called Andrew. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
After Andrew spent some hours with him, sometimes I want to think, so it's not in the Bible. Sometimes I want to think that Andrew must have met Jesus before. We don't know where they were living, so it's just an assumption. But the Bible tells us, 2 days after Jesus has been baptized, he meets Andrew. And Jesus spends some time with Andrew. After Andrew is done with Jesus, the Bible says, he ran to Peter. When he ran to Peter, he told Peter, Peter, we have found the Messiah. We have found the Christ. You understand?
Yes.
After that, you don't hear so much about Andrew, but the one who was taught. Peter. Hallelujah. You carry on with that story, then the Bible says, the next day, a man called Philip met Jesus. And the response of Philip was exactly the same like the response of Andrew before. But Philip said something when he went to tell Nathanael. Because when Philip went to tell Nathanael, when Andrew went to tell Peter, Andrew told Peter, says, Peter, 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 we have found the Messiah, the Christ, we have found him. But I want you to see what Philip said. Philip said to Nathanael, we have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets also wrote. We have found him. The one that the prophets wrote, the one that Moses wrote, Nathanael, 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 we have finally found him, we have found him. The question is, what is it that they wrote? Amen?
Amen.
So one day, in Matthew 22, 41 to 46, the Pharisees were gathered together. And then Jesus says, what do you think about the Christ? Whose son is he? They said to him, the son of David. Then he said to them, how then does David in the spirit call him Lord? Saying, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies footstool. If David then calls him Lord, how is he his son? And no one was able to answer him a word. No, from that day on, did anyone dare question him anymore. Most of us do not understand that Christ. So now here I go. We do not understand that the name Christ is not his son. It's not his son. Okay? It's not his what? Son. It's not like you can say Patrick Uka. That's why I said Jesus the Christ. It's not his son. It's like, who is Dr. Chakwera? The president of the Republic of Malawi. But there's something called the president, which only happened on one day. Prior to that, he was not. But he still was. But he was still Lazarus. Okay? But there was a day, based on something happened. He did this. I, Lazarus, McCarthy, Chabrera. And then he continued. And there was somebody who told him, you are now going to take an oath of the president of the Republic of Malawi. The question is, so what is the president? Amen?
Amen.
His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. Okay? But he is the Christ. I don't know if you understand it. His name is Lazarus. At this point in time, he is the president. His name is not Lazarus, the president. At this point in time, you can call him so. Lazarus, the president. Lazarus Chamakate Chabwera, the president. One day, He is no longer going to be called the president. He is going to be called the ex-president. The way you say about Dr. Bagiri Mulusi, the ex-president. The way you say about Professor Arthur Mutharika, the ex-president, the former president. The way you say about Dr. Joyce Banda, the former president. It means they are no longer the president. But that one called the president still exists. Somebody else is in that office. There is something called the Christ. Interestingly, no one else on planet Earth can occupy that office. That office has been occupied by one man, and one man alone. His name is Jesus.
Amen.
No one else will ever occupy that.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Amen.
I don't know if you hear what I'm saying.
Yes.
I don't know. I really honestly do not understand if you hear what I'm saying.
Amen.
Because the Pharisees did not understand the cross. Jesus asked them, what do you think about the Christ? Whose son is he? If they had replied and believed that Jesus was the Christ, they would have said, Jesus is the son of Joseph the carpenter. They would have said that. But Philip said it. And later Philip became one of these apostles. He announced with great joy, he says, we have found him. We have found him of whom the Moses in the law wrote. We have found him of him whom the prophets wrote, Jesus. And he says, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. At that point in time, Philip did not understand that Jesus is the son of God.
Amen.
He had found his Messiah, but he believed him to be the son of the carpenter. And as I told you already, Jesus, interestingly, never announced that he was the Christ. There are people, you meet them, they want you to know who they are. Oh, you know, yeah, I saw what you mean. Oh, I'm attacking the pastor cast. Just stop your attacking. Why should everybody know that you are the pastor cast? Just say I'm attacking. A doctor, actually, and the pastor, I'll say, oh, yeah, I'm the right reverend. Dr. Mandapi, the pastor cast. Jesus says, what do you think of Christ? Whose son is he? And the common thought among the Jews was that when the Christ comes, he will be the son of David and in the lineage of David, of who Jesus was. But Jesus says something. He says, the Lord, my Father, says to my Lord, the Messiah, the Son, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet, subjecting them into complete submission. So the question is, if the Christ was the son of David, why would David call him Lord? Because the Bible clearly shows that the Christ would be the son of man, but he also says he would also be the son of God. And Jesus never told them that he was the Christ. That was the revelation they and only they could receive from God. And Peter was the first one to receive that revelation. And I'm going to read this scripture and then we'll pray. Matthew 16, verse 16 to 17. I know we read it. When Jesus questioned his disciples, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? Others, according to the understanding they had, he was Elijah. Others thought he was Jeremiah. Others thought he was one of the prophets. And then he says, who do you say that I am? And this is the answer of Peter. Peter said, I told you earlier on, Peter said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. There are two things in there. There are two things in there. And Jesus responds to him and says, blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed to you this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. You need the Father to reveal to you who Jesus is.
Amen.
That's why I say you must know God for yourself.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There are two things in what Peter is saying. Remember, Peter was a Jew. And now, next week, we'll begin to go into what the prophets wrote. Peter was a Jew. And for a long time, the Jews knew that one day there is going to come someone else called the Messiah, the Christ, whom God was going to anoint to finish the transgression and make an end of sins. That one, you find it in Daniel chapter 9, 24 to 25. And they knew exactly when he would come, finish the transgression, and make an end of sins. They knew exactly that from the day Gabriel was sent to Daniel to tell Daniel when this was going to happen. It was going to happen exactly 490 years later. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That we'll see next week. So Peter understood by revelation from God that Jesus was that very Christ. He understood. It's what Mary understood, Martha understood. It's what Nathaniel understood. It's what Andrew understood. It's what Bartholomew understood. It's what Peter understood, that he is the Christ. But then Peter added another thing. And he said, Peter said, "You are the Christ, Son of the living God." So the question is, who is the Son of God? That will answer next week. Because I want us to be able to really get established about this Jesus we believe in. You need to understand who is the Son of God. Because now we know who is the Christ. And we also understand what is the Christ. But the question is, who is the Son of God? Amen? If you don't have that understanding, anything else will shake you, and you can easily walk away from the faith. You need to know. That's why I told you, ours is not the religion. Ours is the way of life. We are following a man. And his name is Jesus. Of Nazareth. Not Jesus of Brazil. And not that Jesus of Blantyre. You know, in Blantyre, there's Jesus.
There was Jesus Mati.
Okay. Not that. This one is Jesus of Nazareth. He is the one who is the Christ. As far as what is the Christ, the prophets and Moses say about him. And Peter said, "You are the Christ, Son of the living God." The question is, who is the Son of God? Amen?
Amen.
And I hope that by the time we finish this, you will fully understand what you truly believe in. So that you do not just focus on all these other things. All these other things are nice. Matthew 6:33 is there. But the Bible says, "Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." You want to have all these things added to you, but when you know exactly what is it that you believe. And the way you're going to live your life, you're going to live your life totally, totally different from the world of people. Because you know whose you are. But remember what I've said, the tests you've gone through, the floods you've gone through, the storms you're going through, it's not you. You are not the first one. Mm. But there are others who went before us, the ones who say, we were the first to believe in Him, and we were the first to put our confidence in Him. There must be something that made them to be the first to put their faith in Him, their confidence in Him, and say, He is the Christ, the Son of the living God.
Amen. Amen.
And it's what they took with them. Wherever they went. That's why you can begin now to understand the Bible says they didn't even count their lives worthy. Because they had bought something which a lot of us in our day and age haven't really bought yet. The day you will catch it, the day you will catch it, the way you live will be totally different.
May the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.